Welcome to the downstairs.
Welcome. We are here.
We are here.
We are here.
Yeah, I'm going to elbow my way forward in this conversation because after...
I like the initial elbow. Just starting it right out. Fucking...
Get the fuck out of the way.
Here I am.
The people's
elbow. Listen, the people's elbow. You have the hammer, the sickle, and then under... It never fits into the flag because it's always like much lower, but you have the fucking elbow. Yeah. Underneath. So I had a conversation. Normally I would open up this conversation with a question that I pitch specifically to you, but doing so actually in my mind gives credence to like the argument that I am like essentially trying to contest in saying that it is equivalent to this other thing, and it is not, but it does it still made me curious enough to want to ask. So I will give like the context first. I was up until like 12:30 having an argument with a friend of mine from the parkour days. I think I've mentioned him before, maybe not to you, but maybe his name's Bigelow. I ended the conversation at 12:30 because it was fucking midnight 30. I was tired. I wanted to go to bed. And then I couldn't get to sleep until like 2 because I just kept on fucking thinking about it. But, so he described to me a situation in which he went on a Tinder date and referred to himself. He is autistic, by the way. He's like high functioning, or at least appears to be. I don't know what the reality is, but like, he is high functioning autistic, more Asperger's than anything else. And on a Tinder date, he referred to himself as an ableist slur, the R word, like specifically aimed at himself, to which his Tinder date called him out on it. That's super ableist. And he pitched that to me as being like a ridiculous thing for her to have said, right? Like, can you believe some people are like this, essentially? So this conversation, I think you can start to see where the connection might be drawn
or
to a question.
Or what argument he might have made for why he's allowed to say it.
Exactly. And why specifically I want to pitch this to you. Because, and before I do, like, if I swear to God, if I don't, like, preface it properly, it will sound like I am literally asking that question. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be. Like, there is a curiosity there that I want to hear your opinion on, but I am not asking you the question. So, his position was that, you know, I am autistic, therefore I get to do this. And the conversation went back and forth, and at one point, he was like, it would be different if somebody was like, hey man, it makes me uncomfortable, blah, 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 blah. So I was just like, hey man, it makes me really uncomfortable when you use the R word, the F word, or the fucking, the T word, the trans slur. At which point he was like, well, freedom of speech. Like, just over and over and over again. It was so fucking irritating.
So then you put him in the gulag, right?
I made a note that when the gulag is built,
if he says he's losing his freedom of speech, we gotta hold up that standard, you know?
Yeah, no, like, so, obviously... What this came down to was him saying, would you tell a black person that them using the N-word to refer to themselves makes you uncomfortable? And when I was like, no, I would not do that, he was like, well, that's a fucking double standard. Because in his mind, the two are the same. Mm. It is so impossibly difficult to describe how they are not. At least to do so concisely and at 11:45 in the morning. But it actually did make me kind of curious. If I expressed that, which I don't, because it's not the fucking same thing, but if I'd expressed discomfort at you referring to yourself or anything, really, using the N-word, would that alter your behavior in any way, shape, or form? Would you take that request, like, in good faith, on face value, or would you just be all like, you do not get to make that call?
The only way that I would respect someone telling me that is if it's another black person.
That was actually part of what came up, right? Because like most of this was framed under other people who are not autistic telling him to please not do that.
Right. And that feels...
All right, go ahead.
So, I'm a comic.
Mm-hmm.
I know a comic who is autistic. Mm-hmm. Max Bamey is autistic. I have comics who are gay friends, and they call themselves that word.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do about it. I mean, what am I going to do about that? Like, to me, it feels sort of like if you don't like what you're watching, change the channel type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that's something that makes you uncomfortable that this person does, it's very well in your right to stop fucking with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to tell people, in my opinion, if they're your friends, obviously you should be able to have these conversations with them. Mm-hmm. But it's like if another autistic person told him, hey, man, that makes me uncomfortable, then it at that point, it's still, to me, up to him to decide if that's something he wants to continue doing or not.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's my battle to fight. I'm not a part of that ecosystem. Mm. So I can't argue whether he's wrong or not, in my opinion. Just like I wouldn't want someone arguing whether I'm wrong or not for using my word. Mm-hmm. Saying my word of choice. But when another black person who feels a certain way about that word or something like that, like Arvin Mitchell is very much like that. Like, he doesn't like it when mm-hmm. I use that in a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. And out of respect, I try not to. It's very well deep ingrained in my in my vocabulary, especially when I'm talking to someone who I'm comfortable with in that way.
Right.
So that's the only way it would even.
I think it's obvious, but I'm just gonna posit it.
Okay.
I think the difficulty in comparing these two things stems from the fucking factual statement that, like, the autism spectrum is referred to as a spectrum, whereas in America, being black is kind of binary.
Yeah, if you got, like, it's the one drop fucking thing.
Yeah, and, like, well, so here's my closer comparison that I will deposit here for conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of Hispanic people that are lighter than you, but mm-hmm. they're fully Hispanic. They're not mixed at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they would defend to the death their right to say the N-word because they're not white. I don't know how I feel about that, but I know that I don't feel like it's my place to tell you, as not a white person, that you can't say.
You're a couple mm-hmm. of cultures
but I
removed.
Might, like, catch me on the wrong day, you yeah. know? Like, mm-hmm. it. But there, that is a lot closer in my mind to, like, this situation because he is not as far on the spectrum as, like, I think he's kind of, like, as he's defending his position.
Is it like
from,
a white,
you know,
dude who did a DNA test and found out he was, like, partially from Nigeria?
Yeah. And then, the thing is, right, obviously you have the position to correct him, but at what position is it my responsibility right. to correct him? And how far on that mm-hmm. spectrum is he allowed to go before I can't correct him anymore?
What's the Greek story about the boat, if you replace every
ship?
Theseus.
Yeah.
Like, at what point is it okay to say nigga? What percentage on that?
And, like, the other classification, right, is obviously, like, growing up in the 2000s, anything that was bad or stupid was one of these slurs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
No one ever called their homework the N-word. You know, like, it was...
I have.
Wow, you're being really dumb right now, homework. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
that
comparison, was,
you know,
like this
nigga,
did not.
What's the answer? God damn!
I mean, that you're speaking to the omnipotent.
Yeah, you're speaking to the fucking construct of homework in your head.
To the test right here. What's the answer to you?
Number three.
That was actually, like, I wish that I had gotten to that part, but, like, I am not good at fucking argumentation because I actually 99% of the time do not see the point of having them.
Yeah, once you realize someone isn't going to change their mind, it's like pointless.
Yeah, but
that's
also
why I just take my ball and play elsewhere. Mm-hmm.
Like. Yeah, but also, like, the only time that he ever uses that word is in a negative context.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
It's the only way he ever uses it.
It's very negative word. Like,
yeah, yeah, and it's like it does not have the history or the pedigree or like right. the work that has been put into it
and
to
you're
rehabilitate
not, and you're
it,
not
like
talking
other words
to
have.
Your peers like, what's up, my...
exactly.
You don't
like,
say
that's,
that.
You're not reclaiming the word.
Yeah,
you're
using it's not a reclamation.
The exact same thing,
actually. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
like, all then, of those words are like that, though. Like, when you think about like the gay community using that F word.
Like, never, like yeah. they don't like that one hasn't even really gone through the same rehabilitation, right? Mm-hmm. They did that with queer, which mm-hmm. I feel okay in saying because that is
yeah,
like the fucking
it's a thing now.
It is
yeah,
it's on
the,
an actual label.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Like
you can still use
that
it.
Rehabilitation has been used, right? Like, and you can see its effect. It is a legitimate word used in academia, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that's really all it is. You got to decide whether you want to deal with that in this person or not. And honestly,
that
you know,
that's part of the, like the most frustrating thing because yeah. like fundamentally, this dude and I are not like on opposite ends. Like mm-hmm. we have the same, not entirely the same, but like a lot of the most important facets of our like political philosophies move in the same way, which is. Honestly, the only reason why I'm even willing to have this argument with him, because I feel like he is going to be receptive to, at the very least, the underlying ideal, mm-hmm. right? Whether or not that is demonstrated to be true, I have no idea. I feel like my position on the matter is unchanged, but perhaps I owe him an apology for trying to tell him what he can or cannot do based on his identity.
I don't think you owe him an apology because you were two friends having a conversation
well,
about
and
what
like,
you thought and felt.
And I would say, beyond that, there are about 100,000 things I say every day that are offensive that I stand behind my right to say. Mm-hmm. But if you as my friend came to me and said, like, look, man, I know it's your thing, but like, can you not, please?
Mm-hmm.
And I continued to do it. Like, that's me being a dick at
yeah,
that point.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
At that point,
regardless
you know,
of my
you
right
know
to say it,
if,
or whatever.
You
like,
know it inflicts a certain
yeah.
feeling on
somebody. If it bothers
somebody,
you
yeah.
enough
Bro.
To say something to me, then you should respect it. And yeah. That's that, too.
Yeah. If you said, like, you know, I'm not religious, man, but, like, I have a lot of friends who are, and I don't like the way you talk about religion, or something as fucking asinine as that, I would still have to make the declaration of, like, well, you know, that's bullshit, but you're my friend, so... Hard mm-hmm. stop. Now at this point, that's the overwhelming factor to me. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. if he wants to be a dick, that's kind of his problem, though.
Yeah.
Man.
Lemurs used to be the size of gorillas. I found that out. They've evolved down.
Wow.
Fucking.
Holy shit.
The turnoff was back yeah. there. Yep. We're going to hit it anyway.
Animal facts. Yep.
Animal facts with Anton. Lemurs
have evolved down in size. They used to be the size of like gorillas. They used to just live in the forest. Look just like lemurs, but just huge.
Wow. Were they hopping the same?
I don't know if mechanically it would really work the same.
Were they hopping
like in
at
the tree.
At an equal distance to their body size?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It just hopped kilometers. I don't even know kilometers.
They actually do like the fucking anime ninja thing where they're like standing and they just.
Yeah, so that was my contribution for the week. Didn't want to get J. Cole, so I'm going to end it there. We move on to the next topic.
No, let's go into it.
J. Cole, my goddamn self right there.
Were they big buff? Were they just tall and lanky?
I'm going to animal facts, but into humans just because like it hit me the other day.
Animal facts into humans with sheep.
I was just reminded of it while I was training. If you didn't have like cerebral spinal fluid in your head, gravity would actually suck your brain down through your fucking foramen magnum in your skull and down into your fucking spine.
Is it because your brain's soft?
Soft,
it's like a fluid buffer.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yep.
Jesus.
You just go.
Oh god.
Just fucking suck right in there.
It wouldn't suck. Right? It would just sink.
Well, yeah, it would sink, but that's not nearly as hysterical as imagining
like
a brain getting sucked
like
through a hose.
Down the toilet that is your skull head.
When I think of
your skull hole. My brain fell out of my skull hole.
When I think of suck, I think of like a vacuum, but when I think of sink, I literally think of a sink and like a fucking brain just like
just fucking spinning.
Yeah, like
toilet bowling down your head cavity.
And that to me is funny. I'm thinking of a funnel.
Oh my god, I could just see. Yeah,
Have you ever dropped Jell-O and tried to fucking
like dropping Jell-O down a disposal? Just yeah. These
it's
images.
There and then, yeah, just and it's gone. Man.
Oh wow,
it's gone.
It's pretty cool.
Oh. I didn't know the brain. I thought there was some mass in there to it. Some.
Like a brain bone?
Yeah, it's not a bone, but like I thought it was like muscular. Like the more you learn,
there's a
the stronger it feels. You know, it's like a muscle in there.
There are three layers called the matas, the maters rather. Mm-hmm. There's a dura mater, the arachnid mater, and then the pia mater. And those are literally like one of them is attached to the skull. One of them is like fibrous spiderweb looking motherfuckers that is attached to the pia mater, and the pia mater is attached to the brain. So it does have some like extra like structural framework, but what keeps it afloat and in place is the cerebral spinal fluid.
Wow, that's crazy.
Your brain is just a boat in a bathtub.
Brain is a
it's
boat.
It's more like a little rubber ducky in a bathtub. That if it like,
but the rubber ducky is made of Jell-O.
It's fucking made of Jell-O, and is attached to the rest of the tub by a fucking thin filament network.
Just put a piece of aluminum foil on some water and put a duck on it, and that's your brain. Oh, man.
I had a. This happened yesterday, and this is one of those things. I feel like this happens to me a lot. The reason I go to parties and stuff and events and stuff and don't talk about them on the podcast. And the reason is because I'm a fucking hater. And I try not to be. Like, I try not to be a hater. But here's how I knew I was a fucking hater yesterday. I go to a birthday party. It is the woman whose birthday it is, very attractive. Every one of her friends, very attractive. And the ratio of women to men is probably like 75 to 25. Very, very, very drastically women heavy. Now, this being
said.
Does
he call you?
No.
I took a snapshot of it.
That's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. I was telling all my friends, hey, you guys want to look at this? So, here's the thing.
That's not an invite.
This motherfucker rented a gigantic inflatable slide. Slip and slide with water.
What the girl's
like a two-story fucking yeah, the birthday girl, and she had a pinata and stuff.
And she's in her 20s.
I think she was 25.
Okay,
I want to say. So everyone's basically half naked. There's fucking water everywhere, and there's a big ass cake, and there's a pinata, and I go and it's like 97 degrees, and I'm done. I just want to leave the second I get there. I'm like, it's hot. There's fucking UV rays bouncing off the water. I'm like, I'm way too ginger for this shit. I'm not getting in the pool. Everyone's like, you're not going to get in the pool? I'm like, no, I'm not getting in the pool.
You know what
and
you
then
mean?
I go and I go and sit on the side. And I'm just sitting there with my sunglasses on so no one can see the fucking scowls of anger I have. Tina's enjoying herself because she's a normal human. And then the guy sitting next to me is talking to some girl he's clearly trying to hit on. And he said, like, we started talking about the 999 ride just moments before. The second we started talking about the 999 ride, because he's like, oh, I ride bikes. Like, that's where I got these cool scars on my legs. You know, trying to, yeah, a little bit. And I start getting that vibe, like, oh, he's trying to, like, they know each other, but he's trying to know her a little better. And then he goes, like, yeah, and last 999 ride, I was kind of, like, disappointed because, like, you know, a lot of people came on like rental bikes or like scooters and stuff. And like, I go on like a single speed fixie bike, you know, like I'm hardcore. And like, he's literally saying these words like, so, and he's got the mustache. So I'm like, you're a hipster for sure. Like you are a hipster. And I know that. And then immediately the next conversation, they've moved on to record players because of course they have. And he's like, yeah, I got that new Justin Bieber single on vinyl. Like, you should come over and listen to it sometime. It sounds great on my
Justin Bieber on my vinyl.
Bro, literally. Justin Bieber vinyl directly after single speed fixie mustache twirl. I was fucking done. I wanted to be gone so bad. I was sitting on a cinder block in the shade.
You should ride my bike. You should come ride my bike with
bro,
me.
No.
That's better than come listen to my Justin Bieber vinyl.
I took a note we could that just literally hear this says song. One speed bike and Justin Bieber vinyl because of how mad I was that this just happened.
Did you pull your phone out right there?
Yeah, I literally turned away from I said, hold on a moment. Gotta remember this one. And that's when I knew I was a fucking hater. Like, there's so many other things I could have been focused on in this moment. And all I could think was like, dude, I fucking hate hipsters so much. So much. So yeah, no, and then there was a piñata and cake, and I sat there on a cinder block angry the whole time, and then came home and worked on my car.
I feel like if we ever end up doing an episode of this show that takes place on Halloween, I will probably come dressed as Tacitus.
Oh god.
Just to actually fully
the
represent
OG original fucking hater.
Like what the oh, deep yeah. down connection that we share to the humanity actually oh, is.
Yeah. Dude, it's so good.
You know what you need? You need like a real strong, like manly umbrella. Like, and if Thor had an umbrella, you know, like some super manly. So you could go to sun stuff.
Look at this fucking slide just in their backyard.
Man, so you're saying that you actually had an opportunity to like show off how high up those arm veins go.
Yeah, no, I could have been shirtless, but I was worried about sunburns. Wasn't happening.
Umbrella.
Yeah, no. You gotta understand, man, the pain I would feel for days after would well outlive the momentary gratification of like, yeah, look at my arm vein.
You sure about that?
Not entirely. It depends on the day. Oh, you weren't there. The worst sunburn
what,
I ever got.
What, to this party where you had 75% women? No, yeah, I was not there.
It was a
there.
Lot, was a lot of ass cheek out.
Nobody
was out. There was a lot of ass cheek out and about. Mm-hmm. And it never got put away. Like, it was like 9 at night. It's cold. The water's off.
So you didn't y'all didn't leave. You stayed
no,
the whole time.
No, Tina wanted to stay because she's not a hater. She was enjoying. She was one of the people enjoying
You were
themselves.
Ready to go when it was hot and then Bro, immediately ready to go for sure after you heard that guy say the thing.
Instantly. And like what's funny is like the layout too, because like I'm sitting here and there's a fucking hot tub, but it's not hot, that is like right over there, and literally just a gaggle of women joking and having fun and like a great conversation to be a part of, and I'm sitting on a cinder block in the shade like 12 feet away just with my glasses on, just like
yelling opinions over
bro, no,
taking notes.
No, Tina's like trying so hard.
I
like,
concur.
Someone mentioned Wendover, and Tina's like, oh yeah, he's from, like, trying to, like, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm over here.
Can we bring this closer to the tree?
Yeah,
can you drag this inflatable pool closer to
and
the
then
tree?
We go, and then, okay, so I'm awkward as fuck. We don't know anyone at this party, but, you know, it seems like a good group of friends, so Tina's meeting everyone, and I'm like, you know, I'm tired of the cinder block. My bony ass cheeks hurt, so I'm going to go over here and look at the garden. I walk over with my glasses.
Is it shade there, too?
Yeah, I look at the garden in the shade, and then a wasp pops out, and I'm like, nope. Well, I walk back, sit back on the cinder block, did not get up again for
like
2 hours.
Did you fight a wasp while someone was surely looking at you?
I was so, so worried that's what would happen that I walked away. I immediately walked away. I don't even remember what kind of garden they had. Like, I don't... Because I knew that would be embarrassing and also completely unavoidable. Like, and I'm the only person wearing pants at all. Like,
angry man at party sits for 2 hours and then fights a wasp.
Refuses to take off pants.
I
want to
read that fucking article.
And then I walk in.
Didn't talk to anybody when he got
and
there.
And then I walked in
up and started fighting our insects.
I walk in.
Hysterically attractive woman in her mid-20s.
I walk in and immediately smash
one
my
of the
75%
of women at the party
in their dining room.
Okay.
Because the guy and girl that live there are both like 5'4", so okay. It doesn't fucking affect them.
How many you are right, man?
Bro, I'm mad. I'm mad, bro.
You all right, bro? Did you hit your head there, buddy?
Bro, I'm so mad.
Just getting attention that you don't want.
I'm so mad. I was so mad. I was really upset. So that's how I knew I was a hater yesterday. And that's the problem is like I go out to the bar with you and I end up just being a hater. Even though I don't want to be, you know? Like, I don't want to be. I want to get along with everyone and have fun. But, like, there's always someone. There's always, like, one person there that just... I'm just too much of a hater.
Yeah.
And it's always one person.
Yeah. Whether it's a fucking... Whether
they're
asshole
defending
in your
Burnell
face.
Washburn or giving me COVID.
Or,
like, it's always one person.
Or a wasp.
Look, I don't fuck with wasps, okay? I don't even fuck with bumblebees because they look too much like wasps. I'm not about it.
If he meets a bitch-ass nigga or a bee, it's over.
Just over here?
Yeah. Wasp. That would have been so funny if
there
you
are women sunbathing over here, and I'm fighting.
He got to turn around and quick explain it. A wasp. There was a wasp out here.
I don't like wasps.
Oh, God.
No, and then, okay, and this is also funny. This is also funny because it didn't come across like I meant it. And I need to find a better word, but the first one that always comes to mind is the one I use. So this woman comes up to me. And she's like, oh, hey, how do you know what's her fuck? And I'm like, I don't. I know Tina, and she knows what's her fuck. And, like, I knew the name because she just said it. So I said it. I didn't say what's her fuck. But then she goes, oh, like, cool. Well, I'm Susan or whatever the fuck her name was. And I'm like, oh, I'm anti. And she's like, anti? And I'm like, yeah, like antisocial. And it just gets dead quiet. Every time I say that, it gets dead quiet after. Because it seems like I'm telling you, I don't fuck with you. And then I went and sat on my cinder block. And, like, nobody fucking talked to me for a while. And I was like, all right, this is cool.
She definitely went and told that story to other people.
Oh, and then we took a group photo, which was great. Because I'm literally looming in the back. Because I'm, like, a foot taller than everyone else there. And they were, like, all, like, in their bikinis right. and shit. Fucking
nah. Just, like, hot in
and
the
I'm
back.
Just, like, fucking mad in the back. So, yeah, that was my hater-ass experience yesterday.
God damn it. And you didn't think to call me at all. That's not what you, that's not, that didn't even come to your mind.
I didn't, I didn't know really anyone at this party. Even Tina only knew, like, the person we got invited by was friends with the birthday girl. Like, mm-hmm. It was that kind of party. It was like, we didn't know anyone at all. And then, yeah, so I didn't really even feel like I had been invited mm-hmm. fully. And then when I showed up being the only person in pants and everyone else is, like, clearly friends,
mm-hmm.
I really felt like I hadn't been invited. Like,
yeah.
Like, I
hate the everyone else is clearly friends situation.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no board game or anything because they're not socially awkward fucking weirdos.
And imagine,
so they were all just playing in the pool.
Imagine everybody is clearly friends and also white. It's just like,
I'm proud.
I'm the only black dude here.
I'm proud to say this group was not all white.
That's good.
There was... it was only like four of us mm-hmm. there, and that was good. It was awesome.
That's bizarre, man. I don't like those situations at all. If I'm going into a situation like that, I have to take several deep breaths.
Man, it sucks. I wish they had a board game, you know, something where I could just be good at it. You know, like
several deep breaths. Give it a clap. All right, here we go.
They just had a pool.
What are y'all friends? How long you been friends? Fucking kill myself after.
Bro, it sucks.
Oh, God.
The worst is when someone asks you, like, so how do you know her? God. And you're like, I don't.
I don't even want to be here. How about that?
No, I don't like you, actually. If you could go away, please. I am very antisocial, and you're talking to me, so if you could stop.
it sucks, man. Man, being a comic,
I'm really not antisocial either. It's just this is a hard environment.
Like you're describing the situation, and I'm like, that sounds like something that like I wouldn't be doing literally that, but like you are much more capable at
see,
these fucking.
That's why I like bringing you,
because
then so. I see you being a hater, and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
But the way you fucking. Put this together just makes it sound like a Martin Lawrence comedy or some shit.
It was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. I was there was one time where Scott Fillmore had a crawfish broil, and he just invited all the comics. When what?
I'm just like curious the demographics because Scott Fillmore is cool.
Uh-huh.
But you then put crawfish broil in the equation, and having met him twice, I am very confused.
Well, his roommate's from Louisiana.
I was about to say, it sounds like a very Louisiana thing.
Yeah, his roommate's from Louisiana. I don't know if Scott's from Louisiana, but his roommate is. And they were doing this crawfish broil. He invited all the comics to come. I didn't show up immediately. In fact, I showed up by the time all the comics had left. When I got there, I walked in. I know no one, obviously. Like, everyone's gone. They've been Snapchatting this, posting this party all day. And I get there, no one's there. But except for all the friends of Scott and of the roommate who cooked. And luckily, he came to a show once and I met him. So when I got there, he knew who I was. And he was like, yo, man, you can have some.
Can I have some crawfish still? We just got done boiling up another pot. You got some more going? You have some? Sit down, you know.
And I don't know anyone, and there's like five people talking at a table, and then like three or four people talking over there. Like, so I just left. I said, nah, man, it's cool. I'm heading out. I've learned in my older age not to put myself in certain situations that I know that I'm not gonna like.
I do it specifically to have a story to tell at the podcast. But if I go and I'm too much of a hater, I don't have a story other than I watched them do some stuff and I was being a hater.
I don't know, man. I got to read through the fucking Onion-esque article in my head about this entire situation, and I don't know if you noticed, but I was. Like, my chest was hurting. I was over here laughing so fucking hard.
Angry man goes to pool party wearing all black. Fights wasp, leaves.
Fights wasp, leaves.
Fucking, yeah, he's been sitting there this whole time. I think he said his name was antisocial. Says hysterically attractive 20-something woman.
He got up and fought a bee and left. I don't know what he was doing here.
Yeah, we,
You guys are... You don't drink.
Nope.
And you guys have probably been in a lot of situations where a lot of the people around you are drunk.
Not as many for me, perhaps unsurprisingly.
Do you associate with a lot of people who don't drink?
God, yes and no. Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
And by associate, I mean attend events and do
like
stuff
with people. Like, are actually, like, friends with?
Yes. Am I your drinkingest friend?
I doubt it.
Okay.
But
on the list, right?
Probably. I mean, I'm trying to think of everybody who I am, like, friends with who doesn't drink. There's you. There is, Ian and Keita from my parkour group.
You know a lot more people who don't drink than I do, because you're the only person I know who I'm, like, actually friends with. I mean, obviously I know Ian, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you're, I mean, you are easily the person that I've known for the longest who does not.
I find that as a general rule, people who don't drink are not usually people I would get along with because they're all fucking haters. You know?
God damn it. This guy's a goddamn enigma rapper.
What's that fucking paradox enigma wrapped in a mystery surrounded by a paradox
or
some
shit.
I don't even know what that's from, but
I don't either. I thought it was the Riddler from Batman.
I don't remember.
Edward Nygma.
Anyways, yeah, no, I just find that generally I don't like using that as like a, oh, we're friends because we have this in common. Because usually it's not.
That's not a thing.
Like for me, yeah.
You seem to do things and have hobbies that put you in situations where you would probably be around a lot of drinkers.
That's true.
I think that it's just he's in situations that put him around a lot of people, period.
That's true. And most people drink.
That's true. I think the best type of person, like the most excited I am if someone finds out like, oh, you don't drink, you don't smoke, cool. The most exciting I can be at a response is when they say, I smoke weed, but I don't like to drink or anything else. Because then I'm like, oh, so you're super fucking chill. And also you have a consciousness back here that recognizes that like some of the stuff does things that you don't like, which to me is like, I respect that kind of more than not doing anything most of the time. Cause it's like, I now know that you're not, that you've gone through some mental decisions here.
Yeah.
Cause straight edge people just, I just can't do it. 9 times out of 10. I want to.
But nine times out of 10, you don't.
Yeah. You're the only person I've ever met that I've actually could say like, no, we get along and it's because I met you through rap. And if the conversation had been like, oh, you don't drink either. Let's be friends. Probably don't get along with me.
I don't get fucked up. I don't get drunk. You know, I'll drink, but I don't get drunk. I don't like that. I don't like the feeling of being fucked up. Like I can't drive. Type of drunk. You shouldn't be driving if. But there's obviously a point at which you drink to where you fucking can't drive anymore, and that's yeah. I hate that feeling. I hate the feeling of like I'm not in control.
Mm.
So I never get past that point. That's why I like weed, man. That's why I like weed. Yeah. Never feel out of control. Anyway, my point is
my point is, I like when there's a party or something like that, typically the draw is music and alcohol. You know, I don't know. It's this is gonna be hard to understand probably for you guys, but it's hard for me to enter a party type situation without drinking a little bit. I mean, I got a little bit of drink. You know.
It makes sense to me. It's your like social lubricant.
It's, you know what I mean? It's very much a social lubricant. It's also like a common activity. We're both.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
everyone's like here drinking. Like we're all drinking.
Not tradition, but like a cultural exchange.
And then you can talk about what they're drinking. Oh, what you drinking? Oh, that's dope. I'm drinking this. Oh, good conversation starter.
I had that conversation too. I'm always drinking these.
Yeah. What you drinking? Vodka Cran? Oh, Rockstar.
I'm having energy. A heart attack later. So,
if I was invited to a party that like I knew was completely populated by people who didn't drink, if they didn't have like an activity or something planned, like I would not really be interested in going.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't go to it. That means you wouldn't go to a kickback, which is a house party, basically what we call them in Texas. You just gather your friends at your house, you get some alcohol, and sometimes you cook, sometimes you don't, and you listen to music, and you sit around and you talk to your friends.
If it is entirely friends, if it is only friends, if there is a guarantee that I will know everybody there.
But if anyone brings their girlfriend,
it's like, yeah, no, I'm done.
It's like groups of friends. It's like they know them who know them. It's their party, so they invited their cousin who it went to this school, so they know all those people who went to these schools. So it's like a mixture of people from the city. Like, you might know them. We played football together, some shit. But, you know, most of the people that are there, that you're there for, are people who went to your school or friends or whatever, people you associate with a lot of times. Sometimes you're that guy who goes to the kickback and don't know anybody there. Yeah. Kickbacks are fun to me. Those are the places. Those are only two places I've ever gotten blackout drunk, and it's why now I don't get blackout drunk. Like, I went to one. It was the probably the first time I got blackout drunk before. I don't know if I told this story, but there was a Mexican guy walking around the party, pouring alcohol in people's mouths.
Was this the one with the stripper?
No. It was in Texas, and it was a friend of mine who threw this kickback, but there was this Mexican dude who was older than everyone, obviously. We're all probably 20, 21, like we...
This dude's 57.
We're in college, and we've come back together to have this party, and this guy's like 30. Like, I don't know if he was somebody's uncle or something or whatever, but he was like walking around with brown and clear liquor, which isn't something that you're supposed to be mixing. And he's like, hey, man, you don't have no drink. Where your drink at, man? Hey, here's a drink. Here, get some of this. Pour it in your mouth and shit. And you know, when you're young and you're at a party and a guy just says, come on, man, open your mouth. It's really, you're like, oh, God.
When you're really young at a party and a man tells you to open your mouth, you do it.
You fucking do it, man. What do you do?
You have no other recourse.
You don't want to argue with this nigga.
Yeah, he knows what's going on, and you clearly
don't. He's older than everyone else here.
This is a southern Mexican. You can't argue with those people. Come on, man. Get it. Come on, drink, man. What's up? And you kind of want to drink. It looks kind of funny. Some do it to the last five people, and they're like, come on, man. Drink it. It's cool.
It looks like it's clearly a thing, and if you decline, you are like committing.
Bro, come on, man!
I think that's probably the worst when you're like, nah, I'm straight, bro. Like, I'm straight, and then the fucking 12-year-old next to you is like, yeah, fuck yeah! You're like, hey, chill, bro.
Now I gotta do this shit because you're 12. But I'm fucked up. Like, I wish
I was exaggerating. Literally 12, by the way.
If we got to this party at 10, I was fucked up by 11. 11:30, I was fucked up already. And I was like, the last thing I sort of remember was I was talking to this girl. She was black and she was British. And I'd never seen her before. Like, it was weird because I'm from this city. I pretty much know everybody here. I don't know you. Well, you're British.
what the fuck is going on? So I'm talking to her about it. I'm super loud. I'm all, hey, what's so? Where are you? You come from overseas? What? I never met you. And then, like, the next thing I remember is fucking being carried out of this party. Like, I'm talking to this woman, and then I'm, like, outside being carried by my brother. Like, and then I see my best friend in front of me being carried by one of our other friends, and I'm like, oh, shit. Is what happened to the British girl? Why did I throw up on her? What the fuck? What happened? I hope nothing happened. And I never found out about her.
So if you're out there, British girl.
He's clearly still very torn up about it.
Sorry for whatever he did.
It was bizarre. I wanted to know more about her. She was thick. She was thick. She wore some. She's nice to that party. I don't remember it exactly, but I remember it was tight. But, yeah, man, I don't get fucked up no more because of that shit. I don't want to be carried. That's crazy to me. I've definitely thrown up in a bathroom and then just went back to the party like nothing was wrong. drinking is so stupid. Like, it's literally you're poisoning yourself so that you feel weird. And that's what it is. That's what you're doing. And it's
time-honored tradition across so many fucking cultures.
Absolutely. And it's like,
you gotta lick the communal frog.
You gotta lick the communal frog. You pass it around. You gotta smoke a peace pipe. What do you do?
That's what you do.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I love a kickback. I hate a pool party. It's two different types of environments.
It very much is. Very much is, man. I think that if as long as there's alcohol there and music, you can have a party. And it's weird that you guys don't partake, in my opinion, and that's fine. I admire it. I do. I think it's an admirable thing to make it this far in life without taking a little taste of the libation. It seems so easy to just try it. Why not? Just fucking try it. You know? But you never did. Holy shit. What will on you two gentlemen? That's great.
Instead, we just fight bees.
Yep.
Yeah. See, my mom.
Sit on a cinder block.
More externally than others.
See, my mom drank and smoked, so it was very hard for me not to do the same thing. I know that's, like, it just wasn't in my mind to not. Obviously, in school, you learn and everything, but I, you know.
Yeah, my mom enjoys the glass of wine from time to time, you know, nothing, like, extreme. My dad, to the best of my knowledge, never drank or smoked after I was born, and probably a little bit before that as well. But he described, like, a young adulthood that was very much, like, super party type.
We have
shit.
That in common, too, then.
I feel like if you got drunk, you'd be angry. You'd be a fighting drunk.
I'm a fighting sober dude. Yeah,
I feel like, is that guy asshole. Fucking looking at me, bro?
Bro, I would have a Jameson in my hand and be angry. Yeah. Not even drinking, not just even having drink. One near me. I'd be like, yeah.
I think you would have a good time. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just saying this is what you would be like drunk. Mm. You would have.
Well,
a
I'm
good
sure
time.
I would have a good time
you
too.
You would be a conversational drunk.
Oh yeah.
You would talk more. I think so. I think it'll come out of you when you.
Man, I talk plenty. It just has to be about very specific fucking topics.
I feel like you would find a way to
get
those topics.
Heave over to those topics.
Whenever you're in conversation.
You would twirl your mustache and bring up your Justin Bieber vibe.
Fuck you.
No, I think that's the thing, right? Like, you know, drinking lets your inhibitions run free. As inhibitions are so wont to do. And for us, that would mean very different things would happen.
Let me tell you, I have to try so hard to not grow a handlebar mustache and buy a fucking record player.
And a fixie bike.
Every day is a struggle.
I know.
One sip and just all of that willpower just goes out the window.
And then as the further you get down the bottle, you're riding one of those bicycles with a big wheel on the front.
Talking about how, like...
I like to take dictations on my tape recorder.
I don't use my cell phone.
No.
I mean, he's already off social media. He only likes underground rap from the 90s. Like, it's basically halfway there. He's just, he's coming from the other side of the pendulum swing, you know? I'm telling you, bro, like,
God damn it.
Well, yeah, he'd be like, only drink craft beer. Like, only the craft beer.
Oh, yeah.
You want to taste the guy who made it, you
play the Call
of
Duties? I only play indie games.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a concert, you'd probably put some sort of didgeridoo on the stage. Not play it.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. That was very strange.
Then the next thing I do is I light candles on a fucking table and say, one for the fucking, the earth spirit, and suddenly...
Oh, shit, man.
Okay.
Has this been a podcast?
I think so.
This has been a roller coaster of a fucking podcast. It really has. We started off real low and then went up real high.
Good luck editing this motherfucker.
It's going in the abyss.
This is going to be two separate podcasts. Mm-hmm.
If that's a podcast, man, then let's end it.
All right.
This has been The Downstairs. Thank you for listening to The Downstairs. This has been The Downstairs.
Peace.